Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Immigrant advocates are suing the Tennessee Highway Patrol for its role in raids on Nashville's immigrant corridor last year. Footage obtained by the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition shows that state troopers and ICE agents teamed up in pairs and competed with each other to make the most arrests. In some clips, troopers can be seen physically marking detainees with their team number. Turk is now suing, alleging that the arrests amount to racial profiling and violated people's constitutional rights. Metro's Park and Rec Department says it's still working to make repairs to various closed community centers across Nashville. The gym facilities at the Easley and Shelby Community Centers, as well as a portion of the Centennial Performing Arts Center, were shut down early this year. Their closures come after the roof at the West Park Community Center collapsed last spring. It was then discovered that Easley, Shelby, and Centennial are built with the same type of faulty beam. Metro Parks Director Monique Odom says the current work is really just a short-term fix.
While repairing the beam will, you know, it'll buy us about maybe 5 to 10 years. I would really be more conservative and say 5 years. It will buy us a little bit of time. We're mindful of getting those facilities rebuilt.
Odom was testifying during the department's annual budget hearing about Metro Park's $77 million budget. Some of that money will be put toward adding new facilities, including 6 pickleball and 1 tennis court at Cleveland Park, 4 tennis and pickleball combo courts at Charlotte Park, and 1 basketball court at Cane Ridge. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.